as long as you invoke only me. Muhammad the Messenger, may divine peace be upon him, reported these words directly from Allah Most High. O children of Adam, as long as you invoke only me, pray only to me, and place all your hope only in me, I will forgive you whatever you have done, and I will not consider it any further. O children of Adam, even if your errors reached as high as the clouds in the sky, and yet you asked for my forgiveness, I would forgive you. O children of Adam, if you came to me with as many sins as the earth could hold, and yet would meet me without recognizing any other source of power, I would meet you with an equal amount of forgiveness. This hadith comes from the transmission of the noble companion, Anas ibn Malik, may Allah be pleased with him. Amen. Alhamdulillah. Oh, alhamdulillah. You know, if we can really just trust in these, and this is where, you know, the beloved Jesus said, you know, those who have the faith of children, if we just have this faith to believe this completely, this will change our lives. This will change us. But a hadith like this is so important. This is a foundational hadith. And Allah said to his prophet, peace be upon him, he said, when people come to you, tell them, I am the all-merciful and the all-forgiving. So this hadith is a demonstration of that. And as hadiths explain and clarify what occurs and is revealed in Holy Quran. So, but the it requires the faith to really believe this. You know, there's something in us which is still resisting and feeling, you know, well, maybe this isn't true. But if we doubt it, then our faith is not really complete. If we doubt this hadith, and that doesn't mean just for ourselves, but if we consider this for everyone, for humanity. You know, this has so many consequences. This is like a giant seed that can bring peace and forgiveness throughout the earth. Because if we really believe Allah's the all-forgiving to that degree, then we will bring that forgiveness to others. We will naturally carry it because we will feel that Allah will be, you know, overlooking and forgiving of everyone. And if we can only truly keep that directly in our heart and mind, then we will not go around accusing, even subtly accusing others. We were last night with Bernie Glassman. He actually spent the night, and so sweet and so dear. And he's working back again in Israel and Palestine. And he said that there's someone who's he considers to be like the Gandhi of Palestine. I can't remember his name. I think it's Awad. And that's his first name, Awad. And his father was actually called the Gandhi of Palestine, and then he was sent into exile. Well, this beloved being, when he talks, he has a group of, you know, inner kind of group that he works with, and inner organization. And he questions them, and he said, if you consider anyone as an enemy, if you consider the Israelis as an enemy, you cannot work with me. It's not possible. There is no enemy. There is no other. So this is the unity consciousness that that is divine consciousness. This is the divine consciousness. There is no other. and there is no enemy. Now, that immediately makes me think of that verse in Quran where it says, you know, do not be wary of always considering the rebel your enemy. So that, yes, that, yes. But in human beings, we cannot divide. Because as soon as we divide, we create pain, and we don't have any more the ground of peace. So peace is unity, as we know. When our heart is at peace, it's in a unified state. We feel one with Allah. We feel one with ourself, with our own heart. And that's what we want to offer. And that's maybe the greatest thing we can offer, is that peace. And when we say Assalamu alaikum, it's not a light phrase. It comes from, you know, the intention of it is to come from that depth. That's the peace. So it's Allah's divine peace. It's Allah's complete forgiveness. It's Allah's all-embracing welcome. It's Allah's life-giving breath that comes with Salaam alaikum. So inshallah, we can be carriers and bearers, messengers of that peace. And but we, to be that, we must know and fully believe a hadith like that. So all we have to do, it's so simple. We just have to turn to Allah. Why is it so difficult sometimes? You know, that's the human mystery. We just have to turn to Allah and for a moment just completely say, you know, forgive me, Allah, forgive me everything. Everything I know, everything I don't know. I am your helpless servant. I am nothing. I am without any other hope but hope in you. I have no ground to stand on but you and your mercy and your forgiveness. You know, to be able to pray like that, we have to pray from that depth of nothingness. And then Allah's mercy floods us. And basically our path is so simple. That's it. That this path, which, you know, can seem so complex to people, it's not complex at all. That's what it consists of entirely, is just that turning in the heart and turning to God, relying on God, asking from God, seeking God, loving God, placing one's hope entirely in God, trusting in God. That's our path, you know. And that's what all the prophets have brought. That's the path of all the prophets. And of course, then it's adorned with amazing prayers and wisdom and extraordinary riches. But that's the essence of it. And so may Allah advance us in knowledge that is good for us. Knowledge that increases our faith, and faith that increases our knowledge. Yeah, and we could read another one. Let's read one more. Oh, here, this is beautiful. What you see? There's confirmation coming. Peace be upon you is the name of this one. Muhammad the Messenger, may Allah grant him abundant blessings and peace once revealed. When Allah Most High created Adam and breathed his merciful spirit into him, Adam sneezed and called out, Alhamdulillah. All life praises only Allah. The hadiths with Adam are so touching. They're so tender because somehow the child, there's also a childlike almost innocence and purity in the beloved Adam, and which is in everyone, in each of us. And in somehow revealing of that extreme care and concern of Allah for the human being. By divine permission, Adam continued to praise ceaselessly. So from the Alhamdulillah, kept praising Allah. His Lord responded, "My mercy and love are upon you, O Adam. Go now to the gatherings where angels are seated and greet them with the words, 'Salamu alaikum, peace be upon you.'" The angels responded to Adam, "And may the peace and mercy of Allah be also upon you." The noble father of humanity returned to his Lord, who revealed, "This shall be the greeting and response among your descendants throughout time." Then Allah mystically unveiled his two divine hands. "Choose one of them, O Adam." "I choose the right hand of my Lord, even though both his hands are one blessed right hand." Allah then opened his divine hand, revealing to Adam his vast posterity. "O Lord, who are all these human beings?" "These are your descendants, O Adam." The destined lifespan of each was inscribed on the forehead between the eyes. Among them was a person shining with a bright light, among the brightest of all. Adam asked, "O Lord, who is this?" "He is your descendant David, to whom I have given 40 years of life." "O Lord, please lengthen his life." "Those years are what I have divinely appointed for him." "O Lord, give him 60 years of my life." "That is your free decision, O Adam." Adam dwelt in paradise as long as Allah ordained, and then left paradise as Allah also ordained. While living on earth, Adam kept count of his years. When Israfil, the angel of death, came to him, Adam cried out, "You are 60 years early. I was given 1,000 years." "True, but you gave 60 of your years to your descendant, David." Adam forgot his vow and denied the angel of death. Following this event, the posterity of Adam also became forgetful of their vows. Since that day, human beings are divinely commanded to rely upon documents and witnesses. This hadith comes from the transmission of the intimate companion, Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him. Alhamdulillah. So, but came the confirmation of the Salaam Alaikum, because I assume that when Allah said, when it says in the hadith, "His Lord responded, 'My mercy and love are upon you, O Adam,'" somehow I imagine that's the Salaam Alaikum. We can look it up in the Arabic. But the Salaam Alaikum comes from Allah to our soul. Can you imagine the soul which receives the Salaam of Allah, which is conscious? It's not that we're not receiving, but is conscious of that. When we went on Hajj with Sheikh Musafir, Rahmatullah Alayh, and Sheikh Noor, Rahmatullah Alayh, in 1980, Noor had a dream during the Hajj time. And it was that throughout the night, or throughout the dream time of the night, he received Ya Salam, Ya Salam, Ya Salam, Ya Salam, just kept descending to him, just like a shower of grace. And when he told Sheikh Musafir the next day that he had received that in the night, Sheikh Musafir was extremely happy, and he said, "Oh, this is great, this is a confirmation, you know, of our Hajj, and that Allah has welcoming us, Allah is greeting us." So how blessed. And every soul, every blessed soul will hear that, Assalamu alaikum. You know, that's the state of entering paradise. That is paradise. Paradise is that peace that Allah extends to us. And, you know, when Allah says, "Return, O blessed soul, return to my divine pleasure, return and join the souls in paradise," that's that level of the Salaam Alaikum. So inshallah, may we be conscious that we have been, that this is our inheritance. It's very important to ponder what is our spiritual inheritance. We are always unaware, we are constantly cutting ourselves short, and we are undermining ourselves by not seeing, not allowing ourselves really to see the magnificence of the station, of our station as human beings, simply as being endowed with a human soul and a human heart. And if we can give that its due and the reverence, then we will revere everything we are meeting. Everything will share that state of ours. And that is the salam. The salam is that knowledge, it is knowledge, that sharing of the knowledge of Allah's infinite mercy and infinite forgiveness and boundless love for just for everything and for human beings and all beings. Inshallah, may we just take this and live in this. Alhamdulillah. It's said that Adam is the father of our bodies, and the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the father of our souls, of our spirits. You know, so the body is forgetful. It gets tired and ill and gets pulled down by gravity, and but the spirit is not. But it's the combination, you know, that makes the human being. I had a dream very early with after taking hand, that it somehow, it was interesting. It kind of said, like, we're human really just on earth. It was like, you know, in the next worlds, kind of we leave that more human dimension. It didn't get translated to Effendi in maybe a right way, and I couldn't explain it in a right way, so I didn't get the interpretation to know if that was really correct or not. There's a lot of signs that that is correct. I mean, it depends what we call human, obviously. If we call human the first light, the Nur Muhammad, then alhamdulillah, then we stay human. Or the divine breath, the ruh. So let's dedicate our zikr to the human being and to the human condition, and to that, oh Allah, please forgive us completely, as you have said, and erase from our hearts any traces of negativity, and bring us to the highest levels, O Allah, the level beyond levels, and please help human beings on earth here. Please help all of those around the world and all those in Syria who are suffering and who are striving to rise to a better level of human existence, and who are so disregarded and put in completely into jeopardy and harm. Oh Allah, please send a great protector for them, and may that all tyranny cease.